Tuesday, the fourth day of April, 2017, Santa Barbara, California. Robert wrote the following. Now that you can see that there are many new things to write about, it is prudent to proceed and allow some of the flow to end up on paper. It may seem like there is too much and nothing that can be captured in its entirety, but there is no need to be concerned. The outcome will speak for itself. All that is required is in the moment of each phrase, and there is nothing else needed to put it all together. The word and the story are all contained in a pattern and a flow that explains itself without analysis. This is the pattern for the future, and there is no need to compile anything to make it into something that can be recognized. You have started a new series, and this will continue for some time while you become more familiar with the content of the immediate flow. There will be some difficulty with the establishment of facilities to hold your work, but it is about to flow out like nothing has before. All the development that has gone before this will simply be captured in the new series and be put to paper with ease and enthusiasm. We have been waiting to allow you to live your life the way you have seen it for many years, and now you have broken loose and are at liberty to follow the exact pattern that you have seen for many years. To explain to the reader, it is as if there is no boundary to what is available on any subject, and there will be very little reference to what is known already. Be it a story or a simple conversation, there will be a new thread with new characters and a new characteristic for everyone to capture and make into a picture in their world. Time will disappear in all cases, and the elements that enhance life will come together and jump out of the page like a continuous flow of excitement and enthusiasm for everyone to enjoy. The character of today's writing will need no explanation, as it is unique and without singular focus. There is no logical pattern, but there is a pattern that is recognized for whatever feeling is conjured up by the words. This is something new in the world of stories and new in the world of conversation, but extremely familiar in the world of magic and miracles, where nothing needs to be in order and nothing needs to be logical. What is happening now is for now and forever, but it is continually changing and cannot be recorded unless there are some factors set to hold it steady. The factors are set by the form of writing and the nature of the reader, but within each paragraph there is a feeling that holds the time frame in whatever the reader sees. This is the universal code of communication that is prominent in all forms of interaction throughout the universe and recognized even by those who do not understand. The elevated mode of your new series will take many people by surprise, but there is a need for this type of communication, and it will settle many into the elegance of their own world and their own special, majestic being. If we begin here and elevate ourselves to where all the elegant activity of universal beings interfaces with the world, we can see that no matter what is happening in your world, there is a totally different and isolated feeling in everything, including ourselves. This is where the stories will originate and deliver more flow to your world than is available in the picture you have of everyday life. The possibilities available to everyone are unlimited, but the commitments of the social world will always remove these possibilities and replace them with duties. It is our intention to lead you to where you are able to achieve everything in your social life and at the same time be above it all with all the enchantment of the special magic that is a natural part of your being. If you listen to what is coming, you can take it in and allow it to go wherever it may be handled in the most suitable manner. But there is one thing that is needed to make this acceptable, and that is a feeling of confidence that it is really possible. To this end, we are about to take you to the other side and let you listen to the chatter as it is from there. The people who are lined up to enter the physical world are busy taking bets as to how many difficulties they can handle without deviating from their task and achieving the goal they have selected. It is a total buzz of activity and interaction, with people adding more and more difficulties so that they will receive more honors when they return to their place of origin. As each person leaves, their tasks and level of difficulty are displayed for everyone to see, and their honor level is adjusted to meet their new environment. The wise men and women who have been around the loop many times hold back from the activity and reflect on the pictures they have available to them. The excitement is based on achievement through difficulty, but this is not the secret of the exercise. The secret is the achievement of your task, independent of difficulty, while holding the full level of honor that you always hold from your origin. For these people, there is no task, and there is no level of difficulty, and all that is displayed is a bright light and an aroma that is unique for each person. What is seen on the results display is not important, because there is no real measure for the path of magic and miracles. We are on the path of magic and miracles, and the concept of difficulties is no longer valid in our world. The bridge between what we have been taught and trained to handle and the absolute magic of the miracles we are able to expect has now been completed. What is sometimes classed as a difficulty is actually the framework for the demonstration of magic and miracles in our physical world. If we see things differently, we can see the opportunity for miracles rather than the experience of some difficult circumstance. To achieve something by the use of magic and miracles, it is necessary for you to exist in the elevated world where magic and miracles is normal. This is the world we came from, and we have never lost our ties to our origin. If you relax your hold on the world that you know, you will be catapulted into that special place where everything is perfect. This happens in childbirth and in many devastating circumstances in life. To the outside world, things look terrible. But to you, there is a special silence where you are totally secure and unaware of worldly circumstances. It is easier, however, to simply step into the world of your Creator and immediately experience the world of magic and miracles where all things are possible, even the restructure of your physical world. The new world that comes from everything magical is simply beyond all the limited fields of the world at the present time. These limited fields are tied to the past by false assumptions and accreditations that hold no true value. The result of a series of examinations after intense schooling has no real bearing on a life that holds many millions of unique experiences that depend on the person being able to work outside the limits of training. We have been convinced that a piece of paper at the end of our schooling should determine our wealth and well-being for the remainder of our life. This has been proven true for those who are locked in as part of the workforce, but it is not true in real life and will be proven over and over again as the effect of magic and miracles continues to show its power in a real and positive way. The industry of magic and miracles is capable of employing everyone and providing wealth and well-being beyond anything that has ever been considered.